And so we live this life of like trying to be the one that saves the day and just does it all and takes the extra project. But that's not sustainable.
From Crossroads Media, this is See Hear Love with Melinda Esterbrooks, Season 10, Episode Number 3.
Well, welcome to See Hear Love, and our theme today, burnout and exhaustion. Yeah. And it's a topic that I keep hearing with my friends, seeing it on Instagram. People are talking about the signs. Why is it happening, it seems, with more people? Why does it seem so many people are feeling this way or experiencing it? So I thought we'd discuss it here with friends and experts. Judith McCartney, senior pastor, nonprofit builder, and speaker. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Joanna LaFleur, executive director of WordMade Digital. Welcome.
Thanks.
Good to have you here. And Sharon Emhard, speaker, social justice advocate, leader.
Expert on burnout.
Expert on burnout. Well, there we go. Right up.
Yeah.
Off the top. Burnout and exhaustion. Now, first of all, have you been hearing about this a lot more on socials and with friends that people are experiencing this more?
Absolutely.
More these days?
Okay.
Or is it just that we're becoming more authentic about it?
Oh.
Mm. Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know.
It's probably a bit of both.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people are seeing it. They didn't know what to call it before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. They didn't have the language. And also there's a safety now to say, I'm not okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. So how would we define burnout and exhaustion and some of the signs? What we've heard or actually even in our own personal experiences?
For me, the top two things are when a normal weekend, night's sleep, vacation, those sort of normal rests don't do it for you.
Oh.
And then the second thing is when things that used to bring you great joy in your work, like the parts of your work you love, not the parts that we all find challenging, the parts that you love no longer bring you joy. They feel like either you have like a really adverse response, an angry or like a negative response, or even just you feel numb about the things that used to give you joy.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Mm.
Exhaustion, physical, mental, not sleeping for the first time this year. I had insomnia.
Oh.
And so I thought to myself, am I reaching burnout? And usually I don't know. So I have someone close to me say, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
I don't often know if I am in most cases because I'm so gritty. I'm tenacious. I want to get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's you know, I call it hitting the wall, operating and functioning in this, like, out of depletion, out of nothing, just scraping the bottom dry. And for me, it looks like autopilot. I literally, like, as you said, no emotion, no sensory connection, no joy. I'm just going through the motions. You could sub me out. I'm not even there.
Huh. Whoa.
Just gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would say, I think it's lack of joy, lack of motivation to do things that would be very easy for me to do.
Yeah.
Isolation.
Yeah.
I think also very emotional. Like the emotions are here.
Right.
And then sometimes there's no emotion. Like I would cry at things really quickly.
Yeah.
I would also get angry. And then in just a second, I would be like, I don't have emotion. And I wouldn't even feel anything. And I'm like, so something was up.
You know what's a scary one? When you arrive home and you're like, how did I get here?
Oh.
That has happened. Like how did like you don't even you don't remember the drive.
Right.
Like it's just
Wow.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So we've defined it. There's some signs that and it sounds like that we've all experienced. So let's talk about our own experiences, moments of burnout and exhaustion.
Oh,
now I'm assuming that it sounds like we've all experienced that. But I want to share it because then our viewers and listeners know they're not alone. Like, this isn't something that should have a stigma on. This should be something that we can be open and honest about and find healing together.
Mm.
So what's our experiences?
Wow, two experiences that come to mind for me would be 1998-2004. In 98, I was building our first nonprofit, and I just wanted skin in the game. And I'll be honest, it was about confidence. I really wanted people to perceive me as someone that is adding value to the ministry landscape. And I just worked hard. I worked real hard. I didn't stop. And I felt physically and mentally exhausted. Mm. 2004, we had major crisis in our ministry. And so we went on sabbatical. My husband nearly died. My kids.
Wow.
They responded through having post-trauma. And who was the one that was carrying everything? Me. And so that was what hit me hard. And I didn't know how to come through it except to be more of a human doer.
Mm. Just do more.
Do more.
Do more.
Do more.
Yeah.
But what were you like? Like, were you experiencing the things that we just talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know how you're talking about, oh, I didn't know how I got home. Well, many people would say to me, oh, I can't imagine what you're going through. Mm. And my question to them was, I'm not trying to be facetious, but could you tell me what I'm going through, please? What do you think I'm going through? Because I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It was deep level.
Yeah.
Burnout.
Okay, so for me, and I feel like Joanna will understand because we kind of come from the same context, but church burnout. In my old church, I did not know how to say no. No,
yeah.
No wasn't in my vocabulary at the time. And so in this effort to please, in this effort to perform, in this superhero mentality that's so toxic, I can do it all, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. All the time, I hit the wall so many times. I was literally in a state of burnout. I didn't even know that. It was just motion after motion after motion, and it was pretty scary. It affected me physically as well, and it came from also taking on too much, and not wanting to disappoint.
Mm. Yeah, it's funny you say physical because I wouldn't have even thought to mention this, but when I was in the midst of these early like red flags that I should have been paying attention to, I had, you know, TMI, I don't know, but like I had like red splotchy skin from almost head to toe under, you wouldn't have seen it was under my clothes. And I was going to doctors like, what is this? Yeah. And I was realizing it was my body reacting. Mm. It wasn't itchy or anything. It was just like my body was reacting to the stress, to the exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you get to the point where I remember lying in bed. It was a summer night, so the sun sets really late. And I came home from work and went right to bed at a very early, I'm a late night girl. And I went to bed like right after work, lay in bed. The sun, the birds are singing outside. The sun is bright as day. Yeah. And I get a message from friends that they're just walking distance away at a pub. And do I want to join? And I'm such an extrovert. That would be like an absolute yes for me. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get myself to go. I was in bed at 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I could not get myself up and out. And that's the moment where I'm like, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, within a week, I was like, where's my therapist?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and because I was in my 20s, I was like, you can't burn out in your 20s. I literally said this out loud. You can't burn out in your 20s. Yeah. Burnout is what happens in midlife.
No.
But I'm embarrassed because I'm too young. I should have more energy.
Yeah,
I should be able to do this.
Yeah.
But I burnt out.
Hmm. I hear you. My burnout that led to a depression was actually, a number of things. And when I hear from my therapist, it was that as a young woman, I was like, to prove myself, to be like, I can handle everything.
Right.
I was working 60 hours. I had broken up with a boyfriend after 4 years. I had found my birth mother. I had a toxic boss. I got hit by a transport truck on a main highway in Toronto.
Whoa.
And what am I doing? Woo! Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're just going to keep going.
Oof.
And this is where it's so fascinating. So I'm just going. I'm going, there is trauma, pain, stress under me. I was driving a standard car. I'll never forget this. And it was up on a hill. And I was heading home from work. And I let my foot off the clutch. And I hit a woman. Just bumped her because she was up near me. And it triggered something. I burst into tears. I'm sobbing. I can't control it. I get out of the car. She gets out. And I am now like on the road.
Wow.
Sobbing, crying. And she's actually like, it's okay. You didn't hurt my car. and I lost it emotionally. It was like everything pain and trauma came out.
Yeah.
And I remember at that point, I better get checked. And so I did. I went to a great therapist and my doctor, and they said, you are actually headed towards depression. It's actually what they call circumstantial, situational, like burnout and depression. What happened is, Melinda, you overloaded your circuit, your brain, your body, and it literally went, we're done. Yeah. It's enough.
Wow.
And, you know, the impact of that was devastating because I was the woman who held everything together, the powerhouse, the high extrovert. Yeah. And for me to feel like I failed in this spectacular way.
It feels that way. It feels like failure.
It was failure. I was ashamed. I'm like, I am not strong. And then add in the Christian Holy Spirit thing. And you're like, I'm a follower of Jesus. I've got God's Spirit in me with power. And I'm failing.
Yeah. Can I just say to you,
there's the honesty.
Man, your honesty is going to bring out some honesty, so strap in. But this superhero, strong woman, bionic woman, those are life sentences, I now understand. It's a prison sentence. Mm-hmm. Because this expectation of Cheryl can take the load, or Melinda can take the, give it to them. And so we live this life of like trying to be the one that saves the day and just does it all and takes the extra project. But that's not sustainable. There is a moment where your body just says, we're done.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And then one little thing for you.
It's the feather, right? Yeah.
It was, yes.
Yeah. The feather that cracks it,
And I felt bad for the woman because she's like, it's okay. You didn't even stop. And I was literally hyperventilating. Yeah. And then I remember they said, burnout, exhaustion, heading to depression. Melinda, you need to take care of yourself better.
Yeah.
And the motivation again was, I can do it all.
Yeah.
I'm the Messiah, the Messiah Savior, the Superwoman.
All the complexes.
And it was exhausting.
That was my aha moment when I broke down too. After having that year in 2004, 8 crises. 8.
Yeah.
And I was still going strong until I had that moment where I'm like, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with it because who cared for me? A lot of the times, all of us are caring for others, caring for others, caring for others. And then when it's our turn, do we have someone that we've allowed into our space to care for us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a big question.
Or people watching our back before it even comes to say, like, I see this coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I've either been there myself, or I'm a person who cares for you, or a person who is your manager overseeing the amount of workload you have. Like, where are the people who, you know, in some cases it's us helping someone else, but in some cases someone needs to help us see, like, it's our loved ones or our boss or our church leaders or whoever. Mm-hmm. You're not okay, or this is where this is heading. And it's up to us to decide if we want to listen.
That's true.
Yeah. But are there people, and maybe that's a question, like, did people warn you? Were people there along the way saying, like, hey, this is where it's going, and you just, like, didn't listen?
I blew past every
warning.
Did you? Yes, because I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys don't know. You don't
of
know
course.
Me.
I'm
fine. Yeah. And I was fine for a long time. And yes, some of us have a deeper capacity, but there is no superhero on this planet.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
just, it's ridiculous to think, and dangerous to think that way.
Yeah. But it's a good question, because I don't know if somebody had identified it to me, if I would have believed them.
Mm.
Because I think I thought mentally that I was okay, maybe. But then if you actually go back, they were like, how many balls can you juggle? Like, these are major things that you are going through. And who do you think you are to say that that's okay? To manage all that and to hold that without any care or exhale or breath or no.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm Melinda. And they're like, that's the problem.
That's
you got
problem.
A problem
okay,
in that.
So that brings me to, what is it about us that we cannot be proactive and set up those structures for ourselves before it happens? Tell me why.
Are we being held accountable here on our boundaries?
Come on.
Okay, at some level, though, maybe I'll say, as I'm reflecting on my own, at some point you're too inexperienced in life to know.
Okay.
And so you need more people around you to help you.
Yeah.
But at this age, it's on us.
Oh, I know my stuff.
I'm
a workaholic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And work became my identity. My identity was what I do.
Right.
And so I didn't do the internal work to sense and know and check in. And so I had to learn to love myself more than love the performance, the execution.
Exactly.
So I literally, it was learning to love myself.
It's the high of the performance. What's the high?
Oh yeah.
Aside from that.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how people see you, right? Like, listen, it's Melinda, it's Cheryl, it's Joanna, it's Judith. We can do it. Look at us. Which then is a whole other show about value.
Yeah. And performance.
And performance. And how we've really believed the lie that you're only valuable when you can perform and do.
Come on.
And not just be. That's a whole other.
You better preach. So, let's call the choir.
Well, this is a perfect time to take a little break. I want to show you how you can be involved in our community of connection and friendship with women all across Canada through joining our community here at See Hear Love. Take a look. See Hear Love was launched in 2017 as a web show. And today, we are reaching millions through TV shows, podcasts, events, weekly newsletters, and multiple digital platforms, sharing the good word and our faith stories with courage and vulnerability.
Systems can erase women in all kinds of ways. But that's not the heart of God.
See Hear Love is more than just a show.
This is the most diverse and inclusive women's show in Canada. You sought to make this space reflective of the kingdom of God.
It's a safe place of belonging.
I think many times women hit my season of life. Children have moved out in retirement, and what does that look like? And you have to kind of come back to discovering that you're not done yet.
Where we amplify diverse Canadian voices.
I've got the entire world crashing down on me. I'm gonna close it all, open the Bible.
And lean in and learn from one another.
We're not perfect. It's linked to burnout and anxiety and depression. The only person that was ever perfect was Jesus.
Where we listen and talk about hard things. What are people gonna think when I'm bringing forward like perimenopause and menopause and admitting openly that I'm struggling and encourage each other through our grief and losses?
For me, I am grieving my son. What I'm learning is not so much how to move on from this, but how to move forward with it.
And where we celebrate our wins.
If you look around this table, you see so many skin colors, you see so many different age like groups, and I think that's so beautiful because there's not a lot of spaces where I go where I see this, especially with women.
Where women come together to know that you are seen, you are heard, and you are deeply loved by God. Will you join us in our mission? Your support is vital to the continued growth and impact of See Hear Love. And we want you to be a part of what God is doing through See Hear Love.
God is a God who keeps his promises.
Donate so we can keep creating inspiring content, host meaningful events, and expand our reach. Pray that more women will know that they're not alone in their struggles and will grow deeper in their relationship with Jesus. Follow and engage with us on socials so you can be part of a growing and dynamic community. To give, visit seeherlove.com/donate. Join us. We need you. Well, I hope you join our See Hear Love community, get to know us, and pray for us as we launch into season 10. Now, we talked a lot about our own burnout and exhaustion. What are some of the healthy habits that you are doing, that you are trying to do, what I'm trying to do, to ensure that we don't burn out again, we don't face exhaustion, we're not pushing ourselves, or maybe even how are we changing our thoughts about maybe we're not the superwoman that needs to do everything.
Right.
So let's talk about that. Like, what are you doing? How can you help us? How can I help you with some of the things I'm doing?
My color-coded planning calendar. If I don't have enough color in there that says I'm enjoying my life other than work, then that is one, because I cannot gauge it with how I'm feeling because I have enough energy to do everything. But it's that color code on my
calendar.
So
what's the color for fun?
Pink.
Of course.
Of course. Work is blue.
Okay. So lots of pink.
Yes.
To balance out the blue. That's actually good.
I need that.
And visually, that's good. A lot of times, what what my therapist said to me is, I have everything in my head.
Yeah.
I actually need to write things down, visually see things.
Right. Yeah.
Because I keep it all here, and then I get all like, and then I get all like overwhelmed because I haven't written it down and organized myself.
Yeah.
So that's
actually
really good.
And so, like, going further out from that, it's like, what is not just the day, the week, the month, what does the year look like? What's the vision? Like, where have we pre-booked those girl times, the weekend away,
the life-giving things.
Yeah. Like those things we say we always want to do one day. Is any of that on the calendar for the year ahead?
Okay.
And then even for, you know, it's simply like, if I go first at burnout from, I always say the zoom out, zoom in. The zoom out is like, what kind of a life do we want? What are we really trying to achieve?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we are likening or modeling our life after the wrong kind of person.
Right.
Like I think of these like, I don't know, these like famous tech billionaire entrepreneur types who like make the news because of what they've done is quite remarkable. And also like at what cost did they do some of those things? What I mean is, when we think of who do we know that at the end of their life we want to be like that person, you know, not the person who's the 35-year-old entrepreneur who's, you know, been working 20 hours a day. What are we looking at into the future? Where do we want to go and who do we want to liken ourselves after? Well, and then like and then reverse engineer it all the way down to the pink on the calendar.
I think for me, okay, I'm not doing this perfectly, but the things that I was told and recommended, sleep number one. It is like, you got to sleep. You got to be really intentional about your sleep. Like getting 2 hours, 3 hours of sleep isn't going to cut it. You actually need the sleep for yourself.
And
your
women
body
need
to,
more.
And women need more. And to rest, rejuvenate. So sleep is a good one. And I'm a pretty good sleeper. So when I go to sleep, and people hate me for it, because when I go good night, I'm like out. And then I don't wake up until my alarm.
I'm the same.
And so, so sleep. And then, honestly, they said water. You got to drink your water.
Wow.
And sometimes I'm like, does juice count? You know, does all these other things? It's like, no, you have to replenish your body.
But with coffee water. Has water in it.
Yes. So, and I did say that to them.
Count.
And
doesn't
I was
count.
Like, but there's water. Yeah. And then, of course, exercise. And even sometimes if you don't. If you don't can't go to the gym, you got to just take a walk, Melinda, for 30 minutes a day.
Right.
And like, you've got to get your body moving. And these are just practical things, but this is like water, sleep, exercise is going to help you mind, body, and soul to make sure that you're not exhausted and burn out. It's just part of the rhythm. I don't do it perfectly, but I know that I try to do that as much as I can through the day.
Well, we spoke about some really amazing practical things of keeping like ourselves refreshed and renewed and not burned out. And I wanted to just kind of take it to the spiritual, our soul, for just a second.
Yeah, that's good.
Just kind of like a mini devotional encouragement. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 30. We know this one very well. I love the Message version with this. It says, are you tired?
Yes.
Worn out. Burned out on religion. This is a beautiful invitation of Jesus to us. Come to me, says God. Get away with me and you'll recover your life.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And so I feel like there's an invitation from God to us to kind of step out of burnout into this space, this wide space of being refreshed in his presence. And I took a little acronym for us to remember. R, return to your first love. Like, who were you before the ministry, before the burden, before the busyness? Like, do you remember what it felt like to just kind of read your Bible and take a walk and talk with God? Like, get back to that place, because I think we lose our way sometimes with burnout. Look for encounters with God. I think this is going to awaken our senses again and push us out of autopilot. Look for the beauty of God, the creation of God. Listen for God's voice. See him in smiles of people and young people and connections with other people. There's just beautiful moments for that. Learn to just forget the small stuff. Like don't sweat the small stuff. Like, let it go. We take on too much. We carry too much, and learn to just offload those things to God. He's there to carry that. Ask yourself, when was the last time you felt deeply connected to God? Not as a leader, as a doer, but just being his daughter. I think we don't know how to do that. We got all the other stuff down. And so I love this one. This is where I'm challenged right now. how do I experience God in new and creative ways? How do I get out of the same routine? Sometimes we get stuck in a spiritual rut doing the same thing, but expecting a different result. And experiencing God in new ways can refresh our spirit, give us a new outlook on our relationship with God. This one is really big. And I think Joanna, you've really learned this. You've taught a lot about this, having spiritual rhythms and postures. Really changing your life, that you're including you know, prayer, solitude, silence, worship, all those things. Lastly, H, take time to heal. I think a lot of us, burnout is also pushing through woundedness, pushing through pain, shoving down grief. But you have to sit in it. You got to allow God to heal it. So, refresh.
Like I love it. Yeah.
It reminds me of slowing down. Allow the peace to form us instead of the busyness of the calendar to form us. We need that peace. And I love how you said something about the first love. I just preached on that. Remember your first love when you first said yes to Jesus and you were in that space of sacredness. Don't we forget about that sometimes? I love that you said that.
I think about Psalm 23 where it says he makes you lie down in green pastures. Because sometimes we have to be made to lie down. Because we won't do it. But God knows what we need before we even know. And sometimes we have to have forced rest. Which is what the Sabbath is about too, right? This one day of the week to rest. Because it turns out we don't run the world and it will carry on without our help.
And looks different for, you know, different women, for us. But there is an intentionality and like a choice to say, I don't want to go back into exhaustion and burnout, but there's choice to make good decisions. It doesn't just happen to you. You have to make it happen. One of the verses I love is 2 Timothy 1:7. This is the one that really I meditate on, especially when you go through a depression. I was in the dark night of my soul for 8 long months. So I hit burnout, exhaustion, then went into a very deep depression in my early 30s. And it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, timidity, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And I sit in that truth that if I have God's spirit giving me power, then I have power to overcome negative thoughts, negative things about me, the feeling of that I have to do it, power to say no, love of myself, of others and God, and a sound mind. If God's spirit's in me, then he's going to give me a sound mind to say no, to say yes, to not take that on, to walk away, to get some sleep, to stop binging on lots of movies and get some sleep. You know, so I think verses are really key in scripture. I think like what we said, I think that's really key in this. I'm hearing a good therapist, some good mentors. For some, it's going to be medication. For some, it's meditations.
Spiritual
postures and practices. So it's going to take everything. But there's definitely an intentionality and choice to do so.
So during my time of burnout, it was incredibly hard. I could only sit on the side of my bed and recite one verse, I will turn your mourning into dancing. That's all I had. I had to lean into my posture of faith at that time.
And the promise of he will turn mourning into dancing.
And he did.
Great promise.
Absolutely. Great promise. Yes.
And did you dance?
Yeah.
I danced later.
Okay. By the way. Good.
Yeah. I'll have to be honest about that one.
Well, and that's where I'm thinking of that person who's in it now. They're not dancing yet, or they're not remembering it as past. They're in it right now. Yeah. And just, you know, an encouragement to anyone who's like, this is me. Wow. That like God does see, hear, and love you and know. And that like, have you heard what we've been saying? Like, you can get help. And I actually think it's really courageous to say like, I'm that person and I need help. It's not that you're a failure. There is help and hope. And the sooner you can go get it, the sooner you will be in the dancing, not the mourning.
Absolutely.
Love that. Well, thank you, Cheryl, Joanna, and Judith, for your thoughts, for your lived experience, sharing those with us. I so appreciate the vulnerability and authenticity because it's going to help other women who are going through the same thing. And to our viewers, go to our website, seeherlove.com, for all information about us, for blogs, shows, inspiration to get to know our guests, and I'd love to hear from you. And always know that you are seen, you are heard, and you are deeply, deeply loved by God, and that you belong no matter what you're going through. So thanks so much for joining us. Bye-bye.
The Bible can feel overwhelming, confusing, or hard to believe. Scripture Untangled, a new podcast by the Canadian Bible Society, brings you interviews with culture leaders, leaders in ministry, and Bible thinkers to help you be inspired to dive into the Bible and understand it. Listen for free and subscribe to Scripture Untangled on your preferred podcast app. Visit scriptureuntangled.ca for more information.
Thank you for listening to See, Hear, Love, the podcast with Melinda Estabrooks. We are able to do See, Hear, Love because of these generous sponsors, Tyndale University. Melinda and I are both Tyndale alumni. Tyndale is where you will experience high-quality academics interwoven with faith and a community of students and faculty that challenges you to live authentically, to follow Christ, and actively engage your culture. Visit www.tyndale.ca. The Canadian Bible Society champions the Bible as the voice of God, revealing Jesus Christ, the living word. Go to www.biblesociety.ca. Please check out these amazing organizations who are doing life-transforming work and who we are proud to be partnered with.